Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. I want to welcome everybody to Aaron, the Legal Guy, Just Talking Business radio show here at Faces of Success Radio, Blog Talk Radio. It's Wednesday again, and I want to say good morning to some and good afternoon to others as we go ahead and get into the show today, Just Talking Business. That's what we love to do is we love to talk business, and hopefully you'll love to talk business with us. If you like, give us a call in 718-664-6324, and we will be happy to get you on the show and hear your opinions and hear about your business and just talk business, guys. That's all we want to do is just talk business. We're going to welcome everybody into the new year. This is the first year of, the first show of the new year 2015. And as you guys can probably tell, those that have been listening in for quite a while, I'm a little preoccupied with the technology. We have a little bit of a new system, and I am getting myself familiar with it so that we can have a smooth sailing next week, because we have a special guest next week with the show, and I'm excited to be doing more special guests. So if you have something, a business that you would like to spotlight, please give me a call directly at 336-782-858, and I would like to talk to you and send you some information over on kind of what our format is as we can get you on the show and make sure we do the best we can to allow you to talk about your company, about your business, about your business model, because that's where we can really help other small business owners that are tuning in, whether it be live on the internet, through Facebook, live on the internet, through blogtalkradio.com, Faces of Success Radio, and just look up Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, click on the button, and you can hear this show whenever you want to. Of course, if you jump on live, then you'll be on live on the internet, or you can, like I said earlier, you can call in to 718-664-6324, and I'm going to be able to check in just a minute here to see if Mr. Giddings made it to the call. GL, he's one of my co-hosts and co-producer of the show. He generally chimes in and when all possible helps me navigate the back end of the show. So I'm looking forward to him calling in and helping me function the back end of the show. If not, we will continue on with the show. And I'm just really grateful to have this format and was introduced to Ms. Pearl years ago, and she created this format to be utilized and for me to utilize it for small businesses. So let's talk a little bit of small business as I'm going to re-log in to the studio because I'm not seeing my studio stuff working properly. But I've been in a little bit about myself, so you guys kind of know who is on the phone, on the radio show talking to you. My name is Aaron Gonzalez. I've been an entrepreneur since I was, 9 years old. I had my own, like many 9-year-old young boys, I had my own lawn care service that I was really, really proud of. Me and Ben, we had over 30 lawns in our neighborhood, and we had some clients that were paying us for the whole month. Then we had those that would pay us when we showed up. But we had our little lawnmower, the weed eater, the gas. And we went ahead and did long, and it was fantastic. It was a great learning experience. I was just trying to make a little bit of extra money so I can go to McDonald's or Burger King, you know. But it all worked out. You know, I learned some things looking back on that now. I learned some things and have carried them over all these years to function in my consultant and management business right now, my direct sales business right now. I'm an entrepreneur, much like you guys that are listening in, that bring a lot to the table. I just don't sell one product with one company. I do a lot of consultant services where I can help you just based on my experiences and my advice on how you can take your business to another level. And obviously only you know what that level is. My job would be just to give you some advice, help you see things through another set of eyes that maybe you haven't seen, and then guide and direct you to that level of success, whatever it may be for you at that time of your growth. Then I have the management side of Aaron Gonzalez and Company, to where we help manage your business or you personally to make sure that you're maximizing every opportunity that is presented to you. And, you know, you're not spreading yourself too thin and not focusing in on the money-making activities. And, of course, I got my own, direct sales company through Legal Shield that I build teams. I do the recruiting side, the training side, the teaching side, and also I'll sell a membership into the product, into the company. And, we have the ability to offer this, and this is where this is really unique. We have the ability, and I think we're one, if not the only one, that has that ability to go into a business, a traditional business with a storefront, with an owner, and employees, and, stuff on the shelves and stuff in the warehouse. We have that ability to go into there, talk to that owner, and offer that owner a service for himself and his family personally. He can offer it at no cost to him to his employees, which then, they can utilize for their family personally. Then he has a product that he can, we have a program that we can offer to that company to protect that company. As long as it's a for-profit company, under 99 employees, we can offer it to that company to protect that company. So that's a very unique thing. It's a very unique space to be in when you can offer a service for all areas. I mean, whether it's the company, the owner, for himself or herself personally, and the employees for themselves personally. So that's a cool deal that I'm able to do, and I love it. I've been with the company going on 15 years now, and, like I said, we have the ability to build teams. We also have the ability to appoint, to place this with insurance agents. So if you're an independent insurance agent, because I sent a blast out to some insurance agents, if you're an independent insurance agent, and, you're trying to stay competitive with, some of the big companies, the MetLifes and the Travelers, the Farmers, the State Farms, the Geico, you're trying to stay competitive in that space, here's something that you can offer that they're not offering yet. And hopefully you got that key word, meaning they're not offering it yet, because trust me, the powers that be are trying to figure out and figuring out how to get in to those corporate shells and create some affinity relationships, or just some direct sales relationships or some direct appointments with some of those big companies that some of you are appointed to. But that's not, it's not happening just yet. So gives you the opportunity, you know, to get ahead of the game, and you know, you get appointed, the ability to market that product again to the business itself, the owner, and the employees as an employee benefit. And that's huge. We have a lot of GEICO agents that are coming aboard because they already have that relationship with that business owner, you know, with that HR director. They already have talked to them about going in. Matter of fact, this is the season for them right now. They're already in doing those enrollments. So here's a wonderful opportunity if you're an insurance agent, or maybe you're not an insurance agent, but you have an insurance agent that you do business with. Here's an opportunity for you to help them out by sharing with them what I just shared with you. So we definitely want to send them my way. I can definitely advise them and help them with getting this appointment. Again, this is Aaron, the Legal Guy, you know, just talking business, just giving you some of the format of some of the things that we talk about. So if I piqued your interest at all, you would be able to give me a call at 336-782-8858, and we can coordinate and have you on the show, which is every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We will feature you on the show. I have the ability to put together some marketing for the show that you can blast through your social media. Of course, you can email the link out to your database. So, you know, both, you know, your partners or your clients or any future clients can see that opportunity that you're going to be, you know, doing a live show, and it can do great things for you. You know, you put yourself on this show, give a chance to highlight, talk about your business. Also, give a chance to let people know how to get in contact with you, which are all wonderful things, because it can lead to new business. It gives you the opportunity to do some follow-up with those, you know, to find out that they did they listen to it. And here's something really cool, too. After the show is over, you can get that link so you can send it to your client and have them listen to it again and have a chance to hear about who you are, what you do, and so forth. And then they can, of course, pass it around if they want to. So it's a really good opportunity to get you some great exposure for your business. So really excited to be doing that this year, 2015, every single Wednesday. We're going to put this together and have some great shows, some great lineups for you guys, for the listeners out there. And if you do have a chance to, give us a call, and you can hear yourself live. Ask the question. Create some conversation with us. This is a talk show radio. You can call in at 718-664-6324, and I'll be able to punch a button and talk to you a little bit and hear what's on your mind about business, because we want to help Small Business America by creating, you know, one more client. For that small business owner, one more business relationship for that small business owner. If we can help do that, then we are really helping our communities, and we are helping this country, because I strongly believe that this country was built on Small Business America. The corporate phenomenon is not as old as, you know, the mom and pop store sitting on the corner that we shopped at when we were small children. So remember, those stores and those opportunities are still out there. We just have to patronize them, so become patrons of them, so that they can survive in this very competitive country we have for business. And then also remember, there's some new laws that have been put in place to help the small business owner with some of the discounts that are available. So you have to plug in and know what your rights are as a small business owner so that you can participate in those arenas. So, guys, we're going to go ahead and try to get into a little commercial break. If you bear with me, I am trying to put this song on so we can listen to just a little bit of music as we go into this commercial break. But my technology is kind of moving kind of slow, but I can sing to you guys if you guys like. No, you don't want that. I'm just kidding. You don't want me singing to you. That's a bad thing. We have a couple some blues. Let's listen to some blues. Let's listen to, matter of fact, see if I can pull this one up. It's a Bobby Blue Bland song, and we all know that Sonny Bland, that's my cousin, Sonny, is the son of Bobby Blue Bland. He's a blues singer as well. Soon we'll have to get him on the show to talk about the business of blues and what's going on in his career as a blues singer. So we're going to try this one more time, see if it works. If not, then I'm just going to have to go into another topic for the next 20 minutes or so. So bear with me as we try to get you guys some music playing. Doesn't seem to be working at this point in the moment. So, all right, well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll just continue on with the conversation. And the conversation is just talking business. What's going on in the business world, business community? We want to figure out how can we sell more than we sold last year, whether it's services or whether it's, a traditional product, that widget, that hammer that you're selling. This is what I do know, that there's certain things we all have in common. And one of those things is marketing. We all must market ourselves, and there's so many different ways that we can market ourselves, especially with the internet, with social media, LinkedIn, Hootsuite is a suite that a program that you can monitor, your Facebook and your Twitter, your Twitter. Tweeters, all you tweeters out there, you can monitor that, but that's a big one too. And you can get on there and build those relationships. Now, what I'm finding, Mr. Giddings, GL, my counterpart, is a real big part of that, is that it's building those relationships with those people that are in your social media is the key to having success in that area. So, you want to do that, really, don't just get on the social media and start selling right away, Find out what their hot buttons are by reading, their post. And then if it's interesting, be legitimately interested in it so that you can build that relationship, because people are looking just like you're looking at who is reading your post. You're looking at who is reading your tweet. And if you're not, you should be. There's another program up there called Just Unfollow Me or Unfollow Me. And it will allow you to go into your tweet account and your, Google Plus account. And the folks that are not following you with posts, right, it will allow you to remove them so you can clear up space and focus in on those that are paying attention to what you're doing. And again, I'm stealing some of GL's thunder because I'm trying to, you know, fill in this space. But he has been studying and working with and doing some extra work in that area. So what we'll do is we'll schedule him an interview and have him, you know, just talk business about how to maximize your opportunities in social media. The other thing I want to talk about in the next few minutes that we have is a study that I came across that sampled owners and top executives of small businesses with 100 to 250 employees, which my direct sales company, that's kind of like my sweet spot, is to go in and offer them either our employee benefit program with legal and identity theft or personal plan or company plan. But that I read, the study that I read, was pretty interesting. And what they found out is that there is an extreme need for lawyers, you know, a program in that market, that sweet spot, that will help those owners deal with current or potential or even past legal situations. Because what they found is, you know, when, and this is true to anything, this doesn't even have to be with them, but if you think about it, you got a legal situation that's either pending, you see it coming, or it's right in front of your face and it's happening. That's going to cause you some stress. If you're stressed, several things happen when you're stressing. One, you know, your health. You know, your health can be affected by stress. Definitely. And two, you're distracted from the success of what you're out to do.